All right, hey guys, and welcome back for another episode on the Letting Go of Perfectionism podcast. Today is, that is a great question. Today is Monday, April 8th, 2024. And I'm so excited to be here recording this episode. I'm trying out a few new things. So for starters, I'm trying out a new microphone, and so I hope the sound is coming through clearly to you all. We shall all see and find out at the end of this. And I'm also coming into this recording with a very specific content idea in mind that I wrote about and journaled about and pre-planned. So it will still be coming from the heart, and it will still be me sharing, my thoughts, but I don't know. This one is a little interesting. I have like 3-point notes that I want to walk you through. So let's start with the title of the topic. So it's three things to do as a 9-to-5 employee to increase your confidence as a future entrepreneur. And I think this is so important to cover as a financial educator, as someone who has worked with hundreds, if not thousands, of individuals in corporate workspaces, and these individuals have access to 401k plans, which is such a privilege, having access to a retirement plan and being able to put money away in a tax advantage way for your future retirement. But the other advantage that, like 9-to-5 employees have while they're in transition from, where they are to where they want to be. So being a 9-to-5 employee to becoming an entrepreneur one day is that as you work and as you contribute to Social Security through your paycheck, that is allowing you to be eligible or counting towards eligibility for future Social Security income. So that's another podcast episode as far as retirement income sources, the 401k being one, Social Security being one, your IRAs being one. You can live off your brokerage account investments in retirement. And I'm just really speaking about those traditional ways of saving and investing for retirement and having money to live off of. But the three things that you can do as a 9-to-5er to increase your confidence as an entrepreneur are the following. So the first is to save. And I laughed last night thinking about this because it reminds me of my journey with book writing. I once told someone who wanted to write a book but was not getting words on the page, I said, "Hey, look, we can't edit a blank page. Like, you have to get words in the page, there has to be something there, some substance to edit." So that's why it's important to separate the two. That's why it's important to write separate from editing, because they are two separate functions. Well, I use that to relate to saving and investing for retirement. Saving is a different function from investing. And if you don't have any money saved to invest, then there's no money to invest. If you don't have money to invest, then you can't invest, which is different from if you are perhaps not investing appropriately and need to make adjustments to the way the dollars you have invested are being invested. That can happen when there's money there, when there's money coming in, when there's money that has been saved or is being saved. So the number one thing that 9-to-5ers do to increase their confidence for their future entrepreneurial journey is actually they save. And when you think about saving, I'll just do a little deep dive here. Tapping into the benefits of automation is really crucial. I have a story of a summer I worked in California and did an internship. And when I got back to Illinois at the end of the internship, my mentor, she asked, were you able to save any of the money that you earned while working? And when she asked me that, I realized no, I actually had not. I spent all that money that summer between foods and trips and travel. I didn't have a penny to show for my time working. And at this time, I'm in college. I'm still a teenager, to be honest. I'm not even out of my teens yet. I'm not even in my 20s. And here I am working, earning money. And that was a pivotal moment in my life when she asked that question because I wasn't conscious of the fact that I didn't save. I wasn't conscious of how much I made. I was making a lot of mistakes. I even remember going to a restaurant and the server came back out and was like, "Hey, you have a really high saving or a really high checking account balance on your card," because I think I must have been using the debit card to pay for something. And she was like, "You might want to like reduce that balance." How she had access to that balance, I will never know, but that was helpful to know. And then also, like, I didn't have a credit card, or I wasn't using a credit card, and I definitely did not have a rewards credit card. And having credit cards is great because if your money gets stolen or if there's any type of theft, they will monitor that. They will not only warn you about that, but that is their money that they are going to take action to give back. And it's not your liquid cash that's being stolen from your debit bank account, checking or savings. So I was mentioning that to say tap into automation, but then I went on a tangent to say, and use. Or that's a whole nother episode as far as so credit cards, rewards cards, and like that's a form of saving. When you use rewards credit cards, you get cash back on stuff. And yeah, maybe that's a little bonus. Like I don't think that using a credit card helps increase confidence, but just saving in general. And these are different ways that you're saving. You're saving your paycheck. And you're having a portion of what you get paid going to your checking account. You're having a portion of what you get paid going to your savings account. And just automating that. And I'll talk about savings in bullet point number two. But yeah, like either you're saving or you're not. Either you're tracking your savings or you're not. Either you're spending all your money or you're not. And I think that just like I had that wake up call, like, yo, you're not saving any money. I hope that this can be a wake up call for anyone who might not be saving. And if you are saving, let's take it to bullet point number two, which is to know what your saving options are. To know what your savings options are. So I think there are about seven different saving options that I kind of refer to. So you got your traditional bank account savings, you got your emergency savings that you do in a high yield account, you got 401k savings, you got IRA savings, you got brokerage investment account savings, and then you can get into these specific savings goals, like you could be saving through a 529 for some college type stuff. And then someone mentioned to me, they were like, "Oh, what about a CD?" I was like, "A CD? A certificate of deposit? I haven't heard of that in so long." That's definitely, that is a form of savings. It's not really one that the audience that I speak to is really geared toward. But I mean, I'm not gonna not mention it since it is, a way to save, technically. But primarily for the audience listening here, they're 9-to-5 employees who have aspirations of becoming entrepreneurs. So they might be intrapreneurs right now and acting in an entrepreneurial way internally. And this is a way to act entrepreneurially, I think, while being a 9-to-5 employee, which is being diligent about your cash flow, because this is something that you'll pay attention to as an entrepreneur as well. But so yeah, those are the seven different ways, seven different saving options, and being aware of them is key as an entrepreneur, and then understanding the importance of saving. So, the importance of saving, well, now this starts to connect to investing and how, the importance of saving. I use an example with the internship You either did save or you didn't. So you either do have money to show for or you don't. And then that means you either do have money that can be invested or you don't, right? And then you cannot grow or invest money that you haven't saved. Trying to see what else on my notes. Yeah, so I mean, that's number three, understanding the importance of saving. Why is it important to save? Well, you want to save. That's a question you should probably explore personally, but for 9 to 5ers who want to become entrepreneurs, you want to save to be able to pay for things, your business expenses as an entrepreneur. You want to pay for, be able to pay for coaching, for attorneys, if you want to do any trademarks, for the product production. Although for my book, when I created that product, I did fundraise, but like, and you know, that was great. But there were also other costs associated with that before I began fundraising. And so savings can help you to have money to cover that. And yeah, so those are my 3 points. Just to recap, three things to do as a 9 to 5er to increase your confidence as an entrepreneur. It's to save, save to invest in yourself, save to invest in your business, to know the different options for saving, and I listed seven different ones. And then to understand the importance of saving and the impact that it can and will have on you as an entrepreneur in the short and long term of your, timeline as a 9 to 5er planning to become an entrepreneur, and then even once you become an entrepreneur. So that's all that I have for you today. I hope that you're having an amazing start to the week. And yeah, thanks for listening.